The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I was going to apologize to Aaron, but I'm not going to. I brought in a lot.
I real quick, I never want anyone to feel like they have to. Truly, that has been one of my biggest things. I always feel so bad because it's not your problem. And I don't want you to feel
that
way.
I brought in a whole bunch of bread.
I was like, should we discuss what we're apologizing for? No one ever apologized to Aaron.
It's really strange. For the first time in my life, I can't believe I grew up Catholic and I don't know what this day is. How come I don't know what were my parents bad Catholics, bad parents? Like, this is King's Day?
Three
Kings Day?
It's King's Day, yeah. And I grew up Catholic too, and I had never heard of it until I started dating my wife.
I just Googled it.
Yeah.
First of all, Google tells me it's Three Kings Day, so yeah. Who knows what's happening.
Okay.
And also it says it's large, especially in Spain, Latin America, and parts of Europe. And mm-hmm. You guys didn't grow up in any of those, yeah. So.
But I grew
up
in Longmont.
My wife is Puerto Rican, so that's they celebrate it more.
Okay,
cool. Well, I mean, in Longmont, the very Hispanic community.
Okay.
I mean, all my friends were Hispanic. It's why my green chili is like legendary, because I learned how to cook the most authentic stuff in the world.
And you never heard about this?
Never. I guess maybe we didn't hang out on. Is it always this day?
Always
January 6th. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So our friend said Costco is selling their cakes that are normal. Their king. Is it called King Cake or a ring? It's a ring. King's Day ring.
Yeah.
They're normally like $30 and they're like $5. I don't know if there's any left, but get to Costco. They're like $5. She sent pictures and I'm like, yeah, I'll take some. You guys, you could throw this in the water and save a family of four.
Yeah.
It's huge. Even I'm like, that's a lot of bread.
So much. What's on top? Have you ever had this hack?
No, I have never had this.
But you're the guy who celebrates this holiday.
With my wife, but it's like one more present. You give one more present.
And you don't do anything else. You don't do a special dinner.
You don't do the cake?
I have never done the cake. I don't know if she did growing up at all, but it's when the kings or the wise men or whatever showed up to the manger. It's like the last day of Christmas, so it's one extra gift.
Well, here's where it starts to get really weird.
It's a tradition.
And not that it's not weird that I walked in with three giant rings of bread. Inside these boxes, you can see little figurines of the kings and one tiny little baby Jesus figurine.
Really?
And I think you're supposed to shove them in the
back. Are there figurines of the kings?
Yeah, there's more.
He's bringing over the giant.
Go ahead.
Oh, perfect.
Like, look inside.
Oh,
there's
this
like.
This is heavy, guys. You got to work
it's
out.
It's 4 pounds of king
Ew,
ring.
Is that licorice?
There's things on top. They almost look like gummy worms.
A bread or cake, often brioche, with citrus, cinnamon, anise, as I say it.
Anise. That's like the licorice taste.
Yeah.
Gross.
Decorated with candied fruits in purple, green, and gold, hides a small figurine, baby Jesus, inside, symbolizing the king's search, because they found Jesus on this day.
So I think the kings go on top.
And then Jesus goes inside.
This Jesus isn't so little, though.
It's pretty little. No, the Jesus is a real small
one. No, I see the little. You could stick it in the cake, but you're not going to, like, take a bite out of it.
So here's the thing. This is what's confusing to me. Isn't there a thing for Mardi Gras, like on Fat Tuesday?
There's a king cake.
If you bite into the baby. No, it's a baby cake.
It's
also called a king cake?
I've always heard it a king cake on Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras king cakes.
Yeah.
My favorite is, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tiak. Please. Erica doing the Vanna White, just holding this giant bread next to her face.
But do you realize how much larger this is than my own head?
It's 4 pounds of king bread.
You got to work out to be able to carry this.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I've always heard it called the baby cakes because there's a New Orleans baby cakes. They're a minor league baseball team because I used to work. In radio, you start off running boards for sporting events.
Okay.
And they were the baby cakes, yeah. And it's their logo is like a little baby in a cake, kind of like with a bat.
That feels really weird.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it is.
Let me ask the question about King's Day. I know, if you want to just text in and tell us anything
we're
missing.
There is kind of a correlation between the two.
Okay.
Three Kings Day is like the kicking off the carnival season, and then Mardi Gras ends the carnival season.
Oh, because then okay.
When does Lent start?
The day after Mardi Gras.
Oh.
Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday is the end of Mardi Gras, and then Ash Wednesday is... Fat Tuesday is the end of Mardi Gras. That's when you go crazy.
And then that leads us up to Easter.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days before Easter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think what happens here, I'm Googling again, if you find the baby Jesus in this piece,
yes,
you are then responsible for hosting the next party.
Is that with this one?
That's with this one, not
the Mardi Gras one. Because I know there's something with the Mardi Gras one too.
I don't want to find the baby.
Yeah, they in Mardi Gras, they have to provide the king cake for the next party.
Oh, just the king cake.
Yeah, so it's very similar.
I can do that.
All right.
This one's not getting open.
What? You guys, I brought everybody a king cake. Except
Aaron. This is way too much.
There's 12 pounds of bread in
there. This is too much.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.